Okay. Hello, everyone, and good day to you, whatever time of day it is with you.
Hello.
Apologies, my voice is a bit croaky today. I've got a bit of a sore throat, and I'm feeling slightly under the weather, so apologies if I'm not completely on the ball today, but hopefully we can have a good session. And at first point of business, would anybody be willing to take notes for the meeting today?
Yes, I can do it, Owen.
Thanks, Peter. And I've just put a link to the agenda and notes in the side in the chat. So let me share my screen. Okay, so hopefully you're seeing that those notes now. So we've got two things really, the outstanding actions and status update on those, and then a piece of business that I've brought, which is a discussion about the automation of piece prediction in serials. So let's start with the outstanding actions, which are at the bottom here. I think these are the outstanding actions. Apologies if I've missed any. I wasn't at the August meeting, but I don't think there are any new actions arising from that. So actions from these came from the July meeting. Joe and I undertook to add a story to add a serials management accordion to the receiving view pane. We haven't quite got there, but I have added a feature with a description of what that would broadly look like. And that feature could be used to gather other options for improved navigation or information sharing between the apps if we wanted to. If it turns out to just be this one story, that's fine as well. But it's that feature is there, and Joe and I will get that story written up to an actionable story. I was tasked to look at how the Serials app was grouped in Eureka. So there is now, that's changed actually since we met in July. There is now a Serials application in Eureka, and that is separate to the acquisition application, which is where receiving lives. So we have a serials application and we have a acquisitions application. The serials application just contains the serials app. There are no dependencies between those two applications. So that is to say, you can run acquisitions without serials, and you can run serials without acquisitions. There's a slight difference in terms of what they depend on. Acquisitions depends on platform complete, which essentially, I think my interpretation would of that would be it relies on inventory. So there's a dependency between acquisitions and inventory, which I think is still part of the platform complete setup. And Serials has a dependency on platform minimal. That is to say, you don't really need a lot else in the system technically to run Serials. That's the situation. Whether the question about how these things are grouped is kind of, no, Joe, sorry, I see Joe's comment in chat. I didn't say it was part of Platform Complete. I said it had a dependency on Platform Complete. So acquisitions is separate, as I've put here. There's an acquisitions app that contains receiving and other aspects of acquisitions, but it has a dependency on Platform Complete. And my belief is that that dependency is there because Platform Complete contains inventory.
Can I ask you, Owen, because I have also this week seen this new GitHub page, and I have been involved in a tri-council working group defining app and platform formalization. How did the decision go around that this Serious app got to be its own? You can say application category, which I totally agree in, it is. But I have a couple of other modules I really would like to have separated out and not be just thrown into the big bucket. So I wonder how you navigated in this decision layer.
Well, there was no particular navigation on my part.
Okay.
There was a let me find it. There was a GitHub story created, sorry, a Jira story created by Alexei.
I have a similar for mod inventory update.
That said, to create it, we kind of said, why don't you do it? And they did it. So,
Wow, we had to do it ourselves. Okay.
well, we pushed back on doing it ourselves.
Okay.
So they did it for us. So I was going to say, I mean, I think that this question about when it should be a separate application, I think that this is my understanding of the discussions that I've had. And as I say, like this just happened. So I wasn't really having any particular discussions about this particular application, but we did have some discussions about other applications that I'm responsible for. And the decision, the kind of approach that we were getting driven by from Alexei or colleagues in EPAM was essentially generally started with what are the technical dependencies? So if there's a required dependency between two apps, two folio modules, should I say, then they end up in the same application. So my guess is the reason that Serials ended up by itself is purely because it has no dependencies, no hard required dependencies on other things. It has an optional dependency on orders and receiving, but it still works if they aren't there. So I'm guessing that's why it ended up by itself there, and that's the technical like level decision. I think there's a kind of argument that that isn't the only thing that should drive these decisions, and there's, I the question about like does it make sense for serials to be separate to say receiving in a separate app to receiving just because it has no hard required dependency, because for the majority of well, for everyone who's currently using Folio, using serials without orders would be, I think most people would see that as a crazy decision. I don't think that necessarily is always or will always be true, and that's an argument for keeping it separate. But the current state of play would be, you're very unlikely to use serials and not be using it with orders and receiving. Obviously, the opposite is not true. Like, there will be sites out there who are not using serials at all. And so, that kind of practical level or user level driven one, functional level driven one, I don't know how we describe it. I think that should be part of the consideration, but I'm not sure that's really coming into consideration in the initial kind of discussions that are happening, it seems to be mainly driven by the technical situation, not the user and kind of system management aspects. That's my impression.
But this is really helpful and a little side conversation. I fully understand, but this is helpful. And I think for the modules I have in mind, the Sirius app as an example will be useful and helpful,
Okay.
because my modules have even less dependencies. So thank you.
No problem. And then finally, I was tasked to set up a wiki page for sharing publication pattern templates. So I've done that. I've called it community contributed pattern templates. I've added templates that I've already created. So I've added a page for those, and I've also added a table where people could request templates. So to add to this, you just edit the page and add into the table what you would like. I've tried to keep that relatively simple, the more information that's given here, obviously the more likely that it is that somebody could create a publication pattern template. I guess it would make sense actually to have a column to say who had requested it. I didn't think of that before, but I've just thought of it now. And just so that then people could be contacted if there were questions about what was being requested. So I think that fulfills all of those actions. Are there any other questions or comments about either any of those actions, or have I missed any actions that people were expecting to have happened?
Could you please put a link to this page into the chat so I can include it in the minutes?
Sure. But they're all at the bottom of that page as well, Peter. So I've added that into the action items
Okay.
already. Okay. And okay, in which case, unless anybody has anything else, we'll move on to the main topic of the session, which is about the automation of piece prediction, so that as serials roll forward from year to year, the correct receiving pieces are created with minimal user interaction. So this is functionality that we know is needed. So at the moment, if you've got, well, let me go through my presentation actually. I've got a presentation and I've got some questions. So I just want to set the context first. So hopefully you're seeing a presentation now. So the current situation, and this is from Quesnelia to Sunflower, is that publication patterns can be created in the Sirius app, and a publication pattern can be used to create predicted piece sets. So that's lists of the pieces issues that you expect for a serial based on that publication pattern. And that you can create a predicted piece set for one cycle of the pattern. So that's usually 1 year. In the case of something that has a multi-year pattern, like one issue every 2 years by biannual publication, then it would be a 2 year cycle, but it's typically it's 1 year. And in Quesnelia and Ramsden's, you can do a maximum of one cycle at a time. In Sunflower, you can do multiple cycles up to a total of 366 predicted pieces. So that means that for a daily publication, you're still limited to 1 year's worth at a time, but for a monthly, you'd be limited to many years. It would be 30 years worth at one time. So I think it's highly unlikely you'd want to predict 30 years worth of a serial at one time. Let's see if something in the chat. Issues with the predicted pattern not being able to update next year. So going from is that Charlotte, is that something that you has been reported?
Yeah, it's something the library reported to me this morning, and
Oh,
they have
okay.
tested in NLS. Yeah, it's NLS, and they have tested in Ramsden's CSP number 5, but we cannot reproduce it in Sunflower version.
Can you send me the details separately
Okay,
and I'll
all
investigate?
right. Okay, it, because I did try and look for some bugs because I thought it probably just was a bug being fixed. But yeah, I couldn't see it. Okay, I'll send you some more.
I'm not aware of any particular issues.
All right. Okay.
Publication pattern. So a predicted piece set, and yeah, so pr publication pattern can create a predicted piece set, and a predicted piece set can be used to create receiving pieces. And in the case of multiple copies or multiple locations of a serial, the same predicted piece set can be used for multiple locations on a single purchase order line title. So that is to say, if you receive across your libraries multiple copies of the same journal into I mean, either into the same location or into different locations, you create one predicted piece set and then you create multiple sets of receiving pieces based on that predicted piece set. So the idea is that predicted piece set is the master kind of copy of all the issues you would expect to receive for that serial in the year or in the cycle, in the number of years. And then the receiving pieces you create location by location or copy by copy. Okay. So there are some challenges with the current functionality. So creating receiving pieces is a two-step process for a single set of receiving pieces. So as I've just said, you create the predicted piece set and then you create the receiving pieces. So it's a two-step process. I will note that that design is deliberate. So partly to follow folio design concepts, which means the modules are somewhat isolated from each other, or as far as we can, we isolate the modules from each other. So we kind of try to make sure the interfaces between the two modules are as simple as possible. So by storing the set of predicted pieces in serials and then using those to create the receiving pieces in receiving, we're kind of doing something very simple, which is using an object in one system, one module, to create a equivalent object in the other system. We're not, and we can always track those connections. It gives us some flexibility or future proofing. That is, it would be easy from this design to adapt to some alternative receiving process. So if somebody were to introduce, if there were to be a big change to the receiving app, or if there were to be some new receiving option, either inside Folio or with an external system, if you were doing receiving in some external system, it would be relatively simple to adapt this to work with that, because again, we have the list of predicted pieces within the serials application, so you're just creating objects based on those. And originally it was designed that way to allow for some quality or error checking of predicted pieces before committing to creating the receiving pieces. So that is, if you notice there's some problem with the predicted pieces, you're not like then immediately seeing that in your live receiving data. You have a chance to kind of check that it's working as you expect, that there are no errors, and do some fixes for any particularly bad errors. So maybe it's created many more receiving piece predicted pieces than you were expecting or something. You could fix that before that data kind of proliferates across the system. And especially obviously in the case of multiple copies of the same journal, that would be even more important, like have being able to create correct that before creating, say, five copies of the same set of receiving pieces. So it was deliberate, but it is also a pain. And the other thing is that the users, you have to manually create predicted piece sets and receiving pieces each time more receiving pieces are needed. So if we say this is typically once per year or a cycle, then if you've got 1,000 subscriptions, then for each of those subscriptions or serials, you have to go through and create the predicted piece set and then create the receiving pieces one or more times. It's quite a lot of work for that to get that set of receiving pieces for the next set of issues. As I said, in Sunflower, because you can create predicted pieces for multiple years at a time, you can reduce the amount of work needed here. So you could do, say, 2 years at once across the board, and then you only have to do that manual process once every 2 years instead of once a year, which would be obviously a saving of half your effort, which would be great. But the downside of that is that if you were creating receiving pieces for multiple years, then you could end up with receiving pieces that you don't want. So if you create 2 years worth and then you decide, oh, but we're going to cancel that, then you've got to go back and tidy up those additional receiving pieces that now are not expected to be received. So that's possible, but it's, the Sunflower change has kind of reduced effort in one area, but potentially increased it in another. And of course, that's why you wouldn't want to do 30 years worth of a monthly publication at one go, because you've got no idea whether you'll continue to subscribe for the to the issue for 30 years, and you're just creating noise in the system that might eventually need tidying up. So we're planning to automate the process. And currently, we'd like to deliver at least a first version of the automatic process in Umbrella Leaf. But this discussion is the start of the work. So we're really early days here. We're just at the point of having this, starting this. So this presentation here is really the first set of concrete discussions. I don't expect us to have a full design for this until the start of next year. And that obviously, until we've got the full design, we won't start the development work. So between now and December, the end of December, is when I'm expecting to essentially work from knowing what the kind of general problem that we have is to having a solution designed that we can then deliver. And of course, if any of that takes longer or it turns out to be more challenging than we expect, that delivery date may not be right. It's very hard to say at this point what a sensible delivery timescale is. So I've got some initial assumptions, but I'm very happy for these to be challenged. That I'm laying them out so I'm clear to you where we're starting from. But my assumptions are that we'll keep the current two-stage design, so I've just talked about it, but remove the need for manual actions where they can be avoided. So the aim is that the user should have minimal or no interaction with the system to get those things generated. So while we keep that two-stage design for the reasons I've already outlined, the idea isn't that, well, the idea would be to remove the need for you to worry about it on a day-to-day or year-to-year basis. I'm assuming that the predicted pieces should be automatically generated on a cyclical basis, typically once per year. But I think that's definitely an assumption. I'd be happy if you felt that was not the right approach. And that receiving pieces should be automatically generated based on available predicted pieces. So I've differentiated those for a reason, which we'll come on to. But my assumption is essentially you want the predicted pieces to be automatically generated and the receiving pieces automatically generated based on the predicted pieces. And that receiving pieces and or predicted pieces should only be created for continuing subscriptions and not for cancelled or ceased subscriptions. So that is, there are some situations where you will want automatically to create the next year's worth of issues to be received, and there are some situations where that should not happen, and specifically where a title has been cancelled or ceased for some other reason. That's my. Are there any immediate comments or questions about those, that background and those initial assumptions?
Does it have to be a year, or can it be shorter, like monthly?
So this is partly why I've separated the two middle bullet points here out. It does. The answer is that no, it doesn't have to be a year, and that's why I've said a cyclical basis, typically once per year. But changing the predicted piece approach, which is currently to do it for once per year minimum, would be, I think, quite difficult. But changing the receiving piece approach would be potentially easier. So that's why I've separated these out. In either case, we could decide a year is not the right thing. So you could, the feedback from you could be, I know we need it to be less than a year, but I would want to make the differentiation that just because the predicted pieces exist in serials, that does not mean we have to create the receiving pieces for them at the same time. So, for instance, if we have, I got an example here. Yeah. So if we have, oh, yeah. Here we are. So if we have, like, say, let me create. So if I've created a predicted piece set for 2026, this is quarterly, obviously. Then at the moment, the only option for creating generated receiving pieces is to do it for all of those at once. So you get a year's worth of predicted pieces and a year's worth of receiving pieces. But if we were automating this somehow, I could see it would be relatively, as these things go, easier for us to keep this pattern of doing the full year or the full cycle of predicted pieces, but then trickling them out into receiving one by one. So let's say if there was an automated job running every day, checking for whether there were new receiving pieces to create, it could say check the publication date and only create the receiving piece if the publication date was in the past. As an example, like, so I think the answer is I'm happy to throw away either of these assumptions, but I would want to stress that the reason I've separated them out here is that my starting assumption is not that the receiving pieces should necessarily be created once per year, but the predicted pieces would generally be created once per year. So, and I do have some questions for people about it. So, I think it's a good point to discuss.
Okay, so I can throw away my topic in the parking lot.
Well, I haven't looked at it, I have to admit, but maybe keep it and
It's basically about generating new pieces after receiving the last one.
right. Okay. Yeah, so that again could be something that we look at. Yeah, exactly. So
I would like to ask a question.
sure.
Yes, yeah. To a question to Susanna. Why would you want not to create the pieces for a whole year in receiving? What's the reason for that?
Some of the libraries which are live now in Folio said they don't use serials because they have to create the pieces for a whole year. They're used to generating new pieces after getting the last one.
Yes, I know this as well from our current system. But I'm wondering why it would be a problem if it worked in another way. So that's why I'm asking.
Reinhard from the TUM said his colleague mentioned that there are just too many pieces in receiving, and that's
Okay.
the reason why.
Yeah, and I think there are definitely a discussion to have there. I will say that in Sunflower, I think this is right, Joe, have I got this right? In Sunflower, or it might be Trillium, the receiving app now filters down the number of pieces to a time period. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. That I don't know if we did that. I think we might have even put that in the ramps and service patch, but
Okay.
we did backport it because of daily newspapers. Some people were
Yeah.
using serials for daily newspapers, and so for performance reasons, we had to backport it.
Yeah. And especially if you had multiple locations for daily newspapers, that was going to get out of hand quite quickly. So yeah, I absolutely understand that. So I think there might be a number of things that can be done here. But anyway, let's I do have a question for people about that. So I also, before we go on to those questions, what I want to also just highlight, I'm going to ask about how people, well, I'm going to ask at least an initial question about the use of these fields, or the lack of use of these fields. But it seems to me that at the moment, the way that we can record subscription data in Folio is has kind of at least a couple of different aspects to it, which is data you can record at the order level and data you can record at the order line level. So we have information at the order level, fundamentally whether something's ongoing or one time. So we'd obviously expect subscriptions to be ongoing, but there are other types of ongoing publication that are not subscriptions. You can mark an order as a subscription or not. It can have a renewal date, a renewal interval, and a review period, as well as a manual renewal checkbox, which I've not mentioned here. and a manual renewal date. And it also, the order has a workflow status that could tell us whether the order is actually current or not, and a reason field for when it's closed. And then on the order line, we also have a subscription from date, a subscription to date, a subscription interval, as well as a state two statuses, which tell us something about the situation of that order line versus the order. So these are kind of just at a very high level. These are all pieces of information which could be part of a picture where we're trying to, if we want to automatically do something, these are pieces of information we might need to pay attention to, as regards subscriptions or serial predictions. Of course, you might say none of these are relevant or we don't use any of them. And we have to think, or you might have some other view of how automatic the process might be. So I haven't really specified or come to a conclusion about how automatic the process should be. That is, you can imagine, obviously, at the moment, we have the worst possible situation. You have to do something for every single record. We could have a situation where you can do that process across multiple records at the same time, but you still pick them by hand. So, you get to decide when the predicted pieces are created, but you can do it across many records at once, so you're not having to do it once per record. Or it could be that that it's done by some automatic job that runs in the background and happens based on some configuration of data. So where the order is open and the subscription to date is in the future, whatever, then it will happen. Or it could be something else, like some combination of those, like manual versus automatic, or some other process that I've not thought of, because you have some other renewal process, let's say, that you're already using, that could include a kind of predict the next set of pieces step, all bundled into one. I'm trying not to make too many assumptions right now about that, but I did want to highlight, and I'm going to ask some questions about how you use this data. At the moment, I'm keeping the questions very general. And I guess maybe without going back, I don't know how many of you are really into the detail of exactly how this works in your institution. You might not know the answer, which is fine. But these are the things that I'm starting to think about. So the last so having given that background, what I want to do is to ask you all some questions. And I thought I'd try, and this I might regret this, but try doing it with a with this polling software. So, if you would like to join in and give me your responses, and if you don't, if nobody joins in and gives me a response, then it'll be a very disappointing session. Then let me also put that. Into the chat. Let me just. Yeah, join the presentation. Right, I see we've got people joined. While I do that, are there any questions or comments about the that aspect of all this different subscription data and how subscriptions are represented in Folio?
Okay.
Okay, well, let's go on to the first question. I see that everybody's joined. So, my first question is, on what basis would you want new predicted pieces to be created? So the options I've given you here are a user-triggered process across selected serials. So that what I was just saying, maybe you want some way of saying, like, you still want the user to have to trigger the process, or but you want to be able to do it across many serials at once based on manual selection or automatic selection, some criteria. Do you want it to automatically happen based on subscription dates? Or do you want to automatically happen based on some other criteria or process? Maybe you've got a renewal process that you already worked through that you think, oh, it could be integrated into that. And I should say, I'm not going to hold anyone to this. I'm just trying to get a feeling from people, like, and also this is a way, I guess, of asking you, is there something that I've missed here? Is there, like, do these sound like the right three options to be asking about? Or do you think there's something else that I should be thinking about? And please feel free to just put that in the chat or speak up.
What generation of new predicted pieces based on the predicted pieces that you have on the Serials app be included in the option automatically based on subscription dates, or is it something else?
So do it based on the date of the last predicted piece set or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be the third option based on some other criteria or process. And that option aside, so I think Peter's suggesting that we could take some information from the existing predicted piece set. So let's say the date of the last predicted piece in that set, and say you should create the next one when that one is in the past or that one reaches a certain space of time before it. So if we're within 30 days of the oldest, not oldest, the youngest predicted piece set in the set, then trigger a creation of another predicted piece set. I guess Peter's suggesting something of that nature.
Yes, that's what I had in mind.
So apart from that scenario, does anybody who's put down based on some other criteria process want to say, is anybody able to say what they're thinking of there? Obviously, four of you said that. So, is it that everybody's just agreeing with that description that of the question that Peter's just asked? Or is there something else agreeing with Peter? Okay.
Oh, and sorry if I missed this. Is for the based on subscription dates, that's coming from the order line, the subscription from and subscription to, or where is that coming from?
It could be the order line or it could be the order, since those are the two places that I believe we have subscription dates right now.
Okay. Do
E
you know?
but I would include both of those in that middle option.
Maybe another question related to that, and I don't want to go off if this is, but I know like there is that interval. There's the subscription from and subscription to, and then there's setting the interval. And I almost sort of assumed that at some point that piece would be automated. Do you know if that was ever an intention for that part, that it would like use the interval to set the new subscription dates or something like that?
I don't know the answer to
Okay,
that.
that's okay.
I th my understanding was that the more immediate idea behind that information was partly to drive, obviously, that just storing that information so you knew when you should be dealing with something, but also to do with the financial rollover implications of it. So that I think is why at the order level, I don't want to speak out of turn here. It's just my understanding, so I could be wrong, that that manual renewal option was to do things like stop the automatic re-encumbrance of funds for at the point where you did a rollover. But I don't know about the update of other dates based on it, for example.
Okay, no worries.
But I think it's a good question. I mean, I think it's a good point as well. Okay. So my next question, we've already discussed it, but this is the question about receiving pieces. So would you prefer that receiving pieces for a cycle were created all at once, or should they be created piece by piece as the cycle progresses? And I've given three options here. One might be it's all at once. You always want to do everything at once. You may as well get the receiving pieces created and see what's coming for whatever that cycle length is. That piece by piece, like one at a time, because that more like Susanna described, where you just don't want to create receiving pieces going into the far future. You may as well just know about the next one or the next or only ones that are due already. So piece by piece. And thirdly, it depends on the frequency of the publication or some other factor. And does anybody who's saying depends on the publication frequency or some other factor, are there any other factors, or is it just publication frequency? If you think there are other factors, please put it in the chat or speak up. So, Susanna, you've said you'd like to choose both piece by piece and publication frequency. So, isn't that just it depends on publication frequency then?
Probably.
So, so are you saying that for some publication, like if it's daily, let's say, you'd want it piece by piece, but if it's annual, it's fine. I mean, obviously, if it's annual, it's the same thing. But if it's, let's say, if it's biannual, you're happy to create them all at once.
Yeah,
Sorry,
or if it's
semi-annual.
or quarterly, I mean, they're
Yeah.
just four pieces, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's what I meant by the last option. It depends on the publication frequency. So basically, it's the point, I guess the point is still not wanting too many pieces to exist in receiving at one time. Yeah, I guess the differentiation I'm making there is exactly what you've just said, which is like, I wondered if some people might think, well, it's fine if it's quarterly, but it's not fine if it's more frequent than that. And I think that's what I mean, you're not making that particular number, but there is a number that you might have in mind. Okay, Stephen, yeah, thanks for that. I think this is a good point, and there's a so this relates back to the previous one a little bit, but this is a bit or possibly there's obviously some interaction here, but essentially you're saying there are situations where certain patterns might require, or subscriptions, certain subscriptions or patterns might require manual intervention, or might not, you might not want to be included in a general process. Okay. Are any other comments on this aspect? Yeah, I get it, Stephen. Thank you. Okay, and this relates to that a little bit, which is where there are manual changes needed to correct the output of a prediction pattern, where would you prefer to make the changes? So I said, if you remember back at the start of the presentation, that we cut, one of the reasons for separating out the prediction, the predicted pieces from the receiving pieces, was there was this notion there was an opportunity to correct the pieces before you use them to do receiving pieces. But in actual fact, that's not possible at the moment. You can't edit predicted pieces. You have to then create the receiving pieces and edit the receiving pieces. Okay, interesting that so far it's all on the predicted pieces side. I'd kind of understood that, and maybe this is because I've just given you this kind of binary choice, I'd understood that actually a lot of the time you might not know there was a problem until you started receiving the pieces. But maybe it depends on what the type of the problem is. So Stephen's point, Steve's point, sorry, Steve. Steve's point previously is complex patterns. I can see that getting that right is one thing. I guess there's the other side of it, which is that the patterns may be quite simple, but the publisher deviates from that pattern quite a lot, or just occasionally. So something like, right, okay. So there's kind of, so Susanna is saying in chat, there's sort of a process involved here. One, like you might spot the problem at the receiving piece, at receipt, that might trigger a correction to the predicted piece and the pattern so that next year it's correct. And I guess that that works. If I make, yeah, okay. So it depends on whether it's a one-off, like just happens that this one is different versus going back and correcting. Okay. I'm not going to dwell on this because I think I've got, I can't remember how many questions I've put up now. I think I've got one more question and we've got 5 minutes, so we may as well get through as many as we can. So this is a question about, do you record subscription dates currently? And if so, where? So whether you do it on the order line or both or somewhere else. I guess I didn't offer the order line and somewhere else. And of course, maybe you don't record subscription dates at all, or maybe you don't know. If somebody's put elsewhere, does the person who put elsewhere, are they willing to say where that is? I'm definitely really intrigued by this elsewhere. If whoever put that isn't able to share right now, if you're able to send me notes on the order. Okay. So I guess there's an interesting question about why not use the date fields there, but fair enough, you use notes on the order. It's, and for those who use the order or order line, do you? I probably needed a separate question about this. Does any? No, I'm not going to ask that because I haven't got a question for it, and there's too many options. We probably need a session on that, like how people use the those dates exactly. Okay. Okay, I think this is the final one. And I know this is a complicated question, and I don't know whether people will feel able to answer it, but I'm just wondering how are serial renewals handled in your institution in the sense of processing them on the system? Do you only make changes where there are cancellations? So essentially, is everything just treated as ongoing, a subscription? And you don't worry about it unless it's a cancellation. Or are there updates you make when you know you're renewing something? And if so, is that just updates to the order line and/or inventory, or is there some other process that is more complicated than I've kind of given an option for here? Okay, I see Joe's need had to drop off, and it's just coming up to 1:30. Thank you all for that initial input. I'm going to stop this now. I'll review this, and I'm expecting obviously to have some more sessions on this, either in another slot, a serial slot, or potentially some dedicated meetings or discussions online to try and dig into some of these things in a bit more detail. So those are the next steps for me. And next meeting is due on the 14th of November. Thank you all very much. That's everything from me. Anybody got any final words, comments?
Thank you for the presentation, Owen. Do you can it be included in the minutes? Or link
I'll
to the
add it. Yeah.
presentation so that we can have a look at it later on?
I will do that. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Thanks all.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you too, Charlotte.